Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we understand the lifestyle of men and women as depicted in Sangam literary work Natrine 41, written by Ilan Thevanar. The poem is set in the Palay landscape or the drylands, speaking in the voice of the lady's confidant to the lady, consoling the lady as she suffers from the pain of separation. பைங்கன் யானை பருவூத்தாள் உதைத்த வெண்புற களறி விடுநீறு ஆடி சுரன் முதல் வருந்திய வருத்தம் பைப்பய பா அர்மளி சிறு கூவலின் தனியும் நெடுஞ்சேன் சென்று வருந்துவர் மாதோ எள்ளி வந்த நல் இசை விருந்திற்கு கிளர் இளை அறிவை நெய் துளந்து அட்ட விளர் ஊன் அம் புகை எரிந்த நெற்றி சிறு நுண் பல்வியர் பொறித்த குறுநடை கூட்டம் வேண்டுவோரே. I smile to see the appearance of யானை, meaning elephant. After encountering rare words for the animal, this was familiar, the Tamil term being the commonly used one to denote this beloved animal. In the word kuval, which I had assumed to be a commotion or shouting, there was an alternate meaning of a pit or well here. Most surprising was in understanding the meaning of the word elli, for it means night, darkness, and would you believe it, also the sun and day. How can the same word come to mean contradictory things such as the day and night? Mysterious. With the fragrance of nei, meaning ghee, leading us on, let's move into the womb or meat of this poetic matter. The man has parted from the lady to go in search of wealth for their livelihood. The lady is inconsolable, feeling the pangs of being apart from him. The lady's confidant tries to change her mind and heal her sorrow with her words. She says, "Walking on the difficult surface of the white wasteland, which is made harder by the tender-eyed elephant stomping on the ground, breaking the mud below and in turn soaking your man with a layer of fine white dust. All such sorrows that arise in walking on the desert path slowly fade when savoring the water that springs out of little wells. O jeweled woman, your man who seeks to unite with you, the lady with a brisk walk, whose forehead is stained with little drops of sweat that arises in cooking a fine dinner of tender fatty meat with ghee to serve to illustrious guests who arrive in the evening. Your man who has travelled great distances to gather wealth, won't he worry if he knows of your pained state?" In this poem, I would like to focus on the contrasts depicted in the life of the man and woman and yet tying them together in a poetic manner. The poem seems to declare it's the man's duty to part in search of wealth, and in his arduous path through the desert, with thirst tugging at his throat, he finds himself soaked in white dust that flies off the saline ground of the wasteland. He rushes to find the siru kuval or the little hollow wells which make his many sorrows on his path fade little by little. At the same time, the poem seems to say that the woman's duty is that which endears herself to her man, the act of cooking a fine dinner for the guests who arrive at their home when night falls. In her duty of cooking tender meat that is also fatty, drizzling it with ghee, she finds the smoke racing from her pot, covering her forehead with sirinun palvir, meaning many little drops of sweat. Dust arises around the man and smoke around the lady, painting the shades of two different worlds they inhabit. And yet, sorrow has its place in both. The hardship of a difficult journey for the man, and for her, the pain of separation. While that may be so, each must do their duty, the lady's confidant seems to say. Looking at this ancient world with our modern eyes, we know that such strict divisions of labor between the genders are continuing to fall apart. While those strict compartments may not be relevant to us, what we can gather from this is that even as we share duties and live a fuller life, the paths and dreams of the partners vary. There is joy and sorrow in both their ways. Perhaps, like the wise confidant says, one should not hold back the other. The key indeed is to understand the aspirations and challenges of the other, which may be same or may be completely different, and let the other walk with freedom in their chosen path. This understanding and acceptance of the dreams of the other is the thought that will live on even in this more equal society. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Do visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.